Want some, get some. How about those friggin' pirates?
Yes, I am a pirate.
You have to go with the pirates, because, of course, they have cannons and everything.
It's a pirate's life for me.
Be proud of who you are and what you are. You're a pirate.
It is a first down. Pirate.
Because when you're at East Carolina, you go for it every time. Or you don't coach at East Carolina, you don't come to East Carolina, you don't play at East Carolina with a weak heart. Write it!
I think I've ever been in a building as loud as that was. It was deafening in there.
You will get them all. I can promise you that.
Painted purple all night long in Eastern North Carolina!
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.
What is going on, Pirate Nation? Welcome in to the Sports Objective. We're talking East Carolina Pirate basketball for the next half hour or so here on a Wednesday night, of course. And, you know, a lot of folks have Pirate baseball in the mind, and rightfully so. You know, the Pirates victorious on Tuesday afternoon, 12-4 over the Rice Owls, that big 12-run bottom of the eighth, and the Pirates will return to action on Thursday afternoon when they take on the Wichita State Shockers. Wyatt Lunsford-Chinkman, great news on Wyatt will be back getting the start. He'll go, you know, roughly two, maybe three innings against the Shockers on Thursday. But right now, we're going to take a look at the East Carolina basketball roster for 2024-2025. You know, eight new pieces joining this program. And so to quickly summarize, you know, you had Ezra Assar leaving the program, Ben Baiela, Quentin DeBunge, Brandon Johnson, who landed at Miami, Caleb LeCount, who is at Cal State University at Humboldt, formerly Humboldt State, a Division II program, Bobby Pettiford at High Point University, Valentino Pinedo, you know, still to be determined, and then Jaden Walker landed at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. So we'll continue to, you know, keep an eye on where those former Pirates land. But, you know, more importantly, looking at the guys that are remaining at East Carolina and then the incoming Pirates returning, leading the way, of course, R.J. Felton. R.J. averaged, right at 17 points a game last season, shot approximately 36% from three. Very good year for R.J. Felton in 23-24. Cam Hayes also returning, the NC State and LSU transfer. Sir Malonga, you know, who had a really nice game late in the season against SMU, a quality opponent on the road, had a near double-double, 10 points and 9 rebounds for Sear down in Dallas. Callum Richard also coming back, another big man. And the mid-year enrollee, you know, kind of an unusual situation, but Ben Salvungo is back for 24-25. Now, the incoming pieces, Atha Ezimpus. Atha Ezimpus is coming in from St. Bonaventure, you know, very good basketball program, traditionally pretty strong in the Atlantic 10 Conference. You have LaDante Boogie Felton. Boogie Felton is, of course, the younger brother of R.J. LaDante, or better known, like I said, as Boogie or L. Boogie. He is, or was, by some publications, considered to be the top high school point guard in his class in the state of South Carolina. So pretty impressive and a nice addition there. Travion LeBeau, a JUCO All-American, recently played in an All-Star game, the JUCO All-Star game out in Las Vegas. He's a 6'5 guy. He's one of the guys you're going to hear from here in just a few minutes. And Travion LeBeau, as well as Gardner Webb transfer Julian Samaro. But Travion, he's a guy 6'5, 6'6, depending on where you look, 215, 220 pounds, has the ability to guard one through four. But he really projects to be either a three or a four for East Carolina. Julian Samaro, Julian, three-year player, two-year starter, and he started 53 games over the last two seasons for former East Carolina assistant Tim Kraft and the new coach at Western Carolina University during those last couple seasons at Gardner-Webb. You know, very productive. Last year, he transitioned into more of a shooting guard role, averaged right at 13 points per game, shot 36 or 37% from three. His first couple years, though, he played a lot at point for the Running Bulldogs, and you know, he could play either for the Pirates. And according to what he told me off the air, as we did battle some technical difficulties during that interview, you know, he told me that Coach Schwartz and staff during the recruiting process said that they would like to see him, you know, play a lot of point for the Pirates. Baron Smith Jr. Baron is another high school product, one of two in this class, along with Boogie Felton. He is from the state of Texas. He led Class 6A, the largest classification in the high school ranks in the state of Texas, I believe, in rebounding. So pretty impressive there, with more than 10 rebounds per contest. C.J. Walker. C.J. began his career at the University of Oregon, started seven games during his time as a Duck, and then has spent the last several seasons down in Orlando with the UCF Knights. Last year started 15 games, and he played in 19, so I believe he didn't have the opportunity to research this, but I think he may have battled an injury last season as he just played in 19 of the, you know, 30, 32 games, whatever UCF played, and started 15 of those, averaged 7.5 or 8 points and about 4.5 or 5 rebounds per game. From the JUCO ranks, you have Jay Shane Woodard. He's a 6'7 guy who can probably play 1, 2, or 3 for ECU. You know, he is a little light. I think 6'7, 180, 185 pounds. I would like to see him, you know, bulk up once he gets to Greenville in a Division I weight program. But, you know, very explosive. Check out his highlights. We'll put those on our social media. And I promise you, you'll be impressed with what you see from Jay Shane, you know, who originally hails from New York City. And then last but certainly not least, the fourth Division I transfer in this class is Jordan Riley. Began his career with a couple seasons at Georgetown, playing for the Hoyas as a sophomore, had several starts for Georgetown. I believe maybe even started 20 or 25 games in that sophomore season at Georgetown. But then he opted to transfer to Temple. Last year was a starter for the majority of the contest with the Owls. If I recall correctly, maybe 27 out of 31 games or 32 games, he was in the starting five for Temple. But there you have it, five returners, eight incoming guys, a very new look to this East Carolina basketball roster in 24-25. But without any further ado, let's go ahead and go to that first conversation. On Tuesday afternoon, had the opportunity to catch up with Gardner-Webb transfer, 5'11 guard, originally from the Bronx, New York, spent the last three seasons with the Running Bulldogs there in Bowling Springs, North Carolina, and very excited to have him as a part of the ECU program. Here is that conversation with Julian Samaro. Season, there will be several new pieces on the East Carolina basketball roster, and right now I'm very excited to be joined by one of those, and that is from the Bronx, New York. Welcome into the podcast, Julian Samaro. Julian, we appreciate your time.
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Definitely. Very excited about you becoming a Pirate, but obviously you spent your first 3 years at Gardner-Webb, so before we talk about your decision to play for Mike Schwartz next season in the East Carolina Pirates, and talk about your path from the Bronx to Bowling Springs, North Carolina, and you played for a guy that Pirate Nation is very familiar with, Coach Tim Kraft.
Yeah, definitely. You know, coming out of high school and going to the prestigious Woodstock Academy, You know, Gardner-Webb was one of the schools on the top of my list during the COVID times where they really gave me a chance, you know, and Coach Kraft is you know, one of the main guys we always talk about, but it's Coach Luther, who's the head coach there right now, who's really helped me in that decision process. But, yeah, so, you know, went from the Bronx, played at Woodstock Academy in Connecticut, ended up in Boiling Springs, North Carolina, and – you know, Coach Kraft and Coach Luther and the staff there just took me in and helped me really develop.
So during your time with the Running Bulldogs, obviously very productive during your final two seasons at Gardner-Webb. You played in 61 games. You started the majority of those, 53, I believe, to be exact. Last year, you led the team in scoring nearly 13 points per game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, last year was really one of my breaking points, my, you know, breakout seasons, I would say, where I started to just get comfortable, you know, in my own skin and just with the system. As, you know, time went by, Coach Kraft and Coach Luther, they just allowed me to be more free and I showcased what I can do with it. So that was exciting.
During your sophomore season with Gardner-Webb, you had the opportunity, I believe it may have even been the season opener, to play against the top-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels, obviously in Chapel Hill. And in that game, you said there was some familiarity with you and the North Carolina standout R.J. Davis, and you put up 17 in that game.
Yeah, well, you know, a little bit about that game. I mean, I definitely had that game, you know, circled on my calendar and looking forward to just playing against another New York native, you know, guard. And when we get on those stages, it's exciting just to match up with another New York City guard, just to showcase that we can, you know, we could go. Like we are here, New York City basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that was something that certainly turned some heads and opened some eyes on that performance against the Tar Heels. But, you know, one of the things that this East Carolina program was really looking to add is a perimeter shooter. You know, you shot in the mid to upper 30s from three-point range. So, you know, tell us about that aspect of your game and then the other aspects that you believe are your strong points.
Right. So, yeah, shooting has always been one of my strengths in my game. And, you know, this year I would say I shot pretty fairly. I wouldn't say it was great. I mean, I put up a lot of shot attempts, but the way we played fast. And Coach Kraft was kind of, you know, pushing me to take a lot of more early shots. So, you know, for me, it took some getting used to. I'm used to, like, you know, playing the right way and you know, things of that nature. But, you know, I definitely know that I could have shot much better, but you know, that's always been my strong suit. And something I like to bring to the table is my leadership. You know what I mean? So I feel like my ability to be a coach on the floor and to be with the guys in the locker room and just, you know, have a certain culture is definitely something I bring to the table that helps the team.
Coach Tim Kraft, that we referenced, obviously made the decision to move on from Gardner-Webb to Western Carolina University following this past season after a very successful decade there with Gardner-Webb. Explain what all went into your decision to enter the transfer portal. Was it that move by Coach Kraft, as well as just wanting to, you know, try your hand, you know, perhaps at the American Athletic Conference level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when we heard the news about Coach Kraft taking the job, it kind of was a little shocking, but, you know, in today's landscape of basketball, we understand everything that's going on and you know, you got to respect the decision for both as a coach, as a man. So, you know, that led partially into my decision as well. I was ready to also take another step. And just for me, I believe that my best brand of basketball has always been against, you know, high majors and high level competition. And so I believe that for me to continue to stay at my peak performance, it was best for me to, you know, take another route.
once you made that decision to leave Gardner-Webb for your final season, I know you considered the likes of BYU, a program in the Big 12, George Mason, you know, has had a lot of success down through the years, Charlotte, among others, in addition to East Carolina. So how did that relationship, that connection with Mike Schwartz and staff develop? And then tell us about your visit and what sold you on East Carolina.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, like you said, a lot of other great schools in, you know, in the mix. And the thing that stood out to me the most was just when I first got on the phone call with Coach Schwartz, it was mutual interest. It was mutual high interest. It was mutual goal, right? Like, we both had the same things in mind. And, you know, just the way that we communicated, right? Like, there's a certain level of communication between a coach and a player that, you know, most people don't get to see behind the scenes. And, like, the way a coach is able to communicate with a certain type of kid plays a big factor. And so, for me, just being able to relate with Coach and the way he talks and the way he carried himself was like, was kind of what pulled me in. And then when I took the visit to East Carolina, it was a great visit, you know, to say the least. But, you know, the rest of the coaching staff was just, they were just really welcoming, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, and so, you know, it was pretty, I wouldn't say it was an easy decision, but it was pretty easy for me to say, yeah, I feel comfortable, you know, being around these people as men, you know what I'm saying? Just as a group that cares about me. And so the basketball part after that just seemed pretty easy.
Great to hear. And, you know, as you take a look at this Pirates program, so much, in my opinion, and of course I'm biased, but a lot of untapped potential. I really think this program, you know, can be a consistent winner, and clearly you do as well. You know, you're making the decision, although you're just going to be there 1 year, you're going to go where you feel like you have a chance to win for your final season of college basketball. That goes without saying. So you, playing the likes of a Memphis, FAU, and others within the American, talk about that challenge.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said before, like, most of my best games have come from playing high level competition. And so for me, I'm excited, right? Like, I'm looking forward to stepping in and playing the Memphises and, you know, the South Floridas and whatever other high, you know, level schools that we expect to play. Like, I'm just the conference in itself is high level, and I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I believe that my best brand of basketball is yet to really show out. So,
under Coach Schwartz, this program has been very competitive in a lot of those American Athletic Conference games, just trying to, you know, get over that hump, so to speak, and a lot of those close. Are you familiar with anyone thus far, you know, be it before your recruitment to East Carolina or, you know, the conversations that you've had with some of those guys since committing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, prior to even, you know, commitment, I was familiar with Jay Shane Woodard from, you know, he's also from the Bronx, New York. And so, you know, me and Jay Shane played at Riverside under the same, you know, same coach. So we already kind of touched bases on what we need to do. And I've been in contact with RJ, and you know, I'm actually soon getting on a phone call with Cam Hayes in a little bit just to chop it up. And you know, I'm just excited. Hear some good stuff about people that's coming in. So I'm excited.
Maybe two or three areas that you're looking to make the most improvement. And for someone that has not seen you play, you know, we talked earlier in the conversation about some of your strengths. How would you describe your game?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first thing is the improvement part. The number one area I'm looking to cut out is just taking care of the ball better, right? Like, that, you know, a lot of my passes came from, you know, getting into crowds and just, you know, trying to make a bounce pass to a big man where where I feel more comfortable coming into the American is where I would have the advantage of being able to throw it up instead of down. So I feel comfortable in my area in that aspect and where I'll improve. Another area I would say is just, you know, taking better shots, coming in, playing a different role and not being the, you know, playing the two position. I'll be playing the point guard. So for me, taking better shots will be more easier because I'll be able to just get guys. My sole job would be to get guys involved early. And, you know, for me, my shots will come. Like, I'll always find a way. And so I believe I'll strongly make improvements in both those areas. And just to describe my game to somebody who hasn't seen me play, I'd say I'm a gritty competitor. You know, I'm a fiery competitor. I play with a ton of energy. And, you know, I can get hot at any moment. You know, I'm a true winner at heart. Like, I know how to get my teammates involved to go win, get my coach fired up. I'm pretty sure Coach Schwartz is a, you know, high energetic coach. And so we're going to definitely, you know, like, build. Like, we're definitely going to take new heights in that area. Being that Coach Schwartz is a high energy coach and I'm a high energy player, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, he certainly is high energy. You know, well said. You know, I would like to know how many steps he gets in on the sideline during a game. Definitely several thousand. and you know, a lot of announcers will say, "Hey, look at East Carolina coach Mike Schwartz over there in the defensive stance on the sideline." But final couple questions for you here. You know, a bit of a speed round, if you will. Obviously, the NBA getting down to the conference finals. So, you know, I'm going to ask you a few questions here, kind of rapid fire. Something we call a two-minute drill here on the show. Favorite NBA team?
Warriors and the Knicks.
Gotcha. Yeah. I know you're obviously a little disappointed then the way things turned out with that series with the Pacers. I thought the Knicks were going to take it.
Yeah, I definitely did too. I was a little beat up on it, but six injured players is tough to beat. That's tough.
Yeah, so many injuries. I think if the Knicks were healthy, obviously ifs and buts, but you know, there was a whole lot for New York to overcome.
Yep.
All right. Favorite player?
Got a couple favorite players, but number one I would say is Kyrie Irving.
Favorite basketball movie?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm gonna go with Coach Carter.
Coach Carter. Good one. It's been a long time since I've seen that, but yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. I remember watching when it came out back in the day. Favorite food.
I'm gonna have to go with, if I go to a restaurant, like if I'm going out, I'll probably go with some seafood. But when I'm back home in New York in the Bronx, I go with a chicken over rice or chopped cheese, one of those two.
Really appreciate the time. You know, very generous to, you know, give us 15 or 20 minutes. I look forward to your time as a Pirate, and you know, we'll catch up with you when you get down to Greenville.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me. Thank you so much. Looking forward to touching down and, you know, getting to work.
Tell Pirate Nation how they can follow you on social media.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, you can follow me on X at JSumaro1. I'm on Instagram at IamJuju1. Let's go. Go Pirates.
There you have it, Pirate Nation. That is 5'11 transfer guard out of Gardner Webb University, and also originally from the Bronx, and that is Julian Samaro, one of the many new Pirates that will be joining the roster for the 24-25 season.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
There again was Julian Samaro, the 5'11 guard, you know, from Gardner Webb University, played three seasons for the Running Bulldogs. Averaged about 8.5 or 9 points as a sophomore, 12.5 to 13 points as a junior, and he shot mid to upper 30s from 3-point range, played both the point and two guard for Tim Kraft at Gardner Webb, you know, who made the decision to move on to Western Carolina. He recruited Samaro to Cullowhee, obviously, and despite that great relationship he continues to have with Coach Kraft, elected to pursue other opportunities, considered BYU, George Mason, Charlotte, East Carolina, obviously, and a few others before deciding to play his final season with the Pirates. But now let's move on to one of the more recent additions to this class, and that is Travion LeBeau. Travion is originally from Waterloo, Iowa. Spent his last 2 years of high school in Ames, Iowa, obviously the home of Iowa State. While in Ames, he won a state title with Ames High School, and then ended up at Indian Hills, a very proud JUCO program that went to the Final Four in the JUCO ranks here in the last two seasons. This year, he averaged right at essentially a double-double, 13 or 13 and a half points, and I think 10 rebounds, or just shy of 10 rebounds during his time there at Indian Hills. That was good enough to earn him All-American honors, as I said, and he played in the JUCO All-Star game in Las Vegas here over last weekend. Had a highlight reel dunk that we'll share on our social media. Pretty impressive as he came off the left baseline to flush it. But here's that conversation with Travion LeBeau, a 6'5", 215-pounder out of Indian Hills, JUCO in Iowa.
East Carolina will have several new pieces on its roster in the 24-25 season, and one of those coming to East Carolina from Indian Hills Community College. He was a JUCO All-American. Welcome in the Waterloo, Iowa product, and that is Travion LeBeau. Travion, we appreciate your time this afternoon.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited about you making that decision to attend East Carolina and play the next couple years of your career, hopefully for, you know, Mike Schwartz and the Pirates. But, you know, tell us about your recruitment out of high school. I know you played your last 2 years for Ames High School. And, you know, with that being the case, you had an awful lot of success and I believe had the opportunity to win a state title.
So I had went to Ames starting my junior year, like during when COVID had happened. And then just from there, like Vance Downs, he's a winning coach. Like I've known him because he's coached Harrison Barnes. And then when I got there, like he kind of had a plan for me. He knew, had a plan for me, a plan for the team, and knew like what the goal was, which was to win the state title. And so my junior year, we had got knocked out in the Final Four. And then the senior year, we had won it. I don't remember our record, but I think we lost about 3, maybe 4 games, not a lot. And then so just getting recruited out of high school, I was talking to Northwest Missouri. It's a Division II. And then it was just other Iowa junior colleges. And then Coach Hank had hit me up kind of like right before our state tournament. That's the Indian Hills coach. And then just from there, like, I liked the connection I had built with him. I came on a visit and I committed.
Yeah, I referenced winning a state title in high school. Your 2 years at Indian Hills, very successful. I believe what both of those years you guys made to the Final Four.
Yep.
So before we dive into some of the specifics about yourself and, you know, your abilities, just talk about that winning mindset that you'll bring from your high school success as well as the success you had over 2 years in JUCO.
So with me, I just feel like I'll do whatever it takes to win. Like, if the coach need me to go guard the best player, I can go do that. If the coach need me to go out there and get 10, 15 rebounds, I can go do that. Like, I feel like just whatever the coach needs me to do to affect winning, I could go do it.
One of those things, you know, you do very well to attack the basket and you average essentially double-double, right at a double-double, 13.3 and 9.5 rebounds. So for folks who have not seen you play, and folks if you have not seen Trae Young's film yet, you can definitely check that out. We'll have that on our social media accounts, some various YouTube links. But describe your game to folks.
I would say very versatile. I'm a slashing wing with a developing shot. Like this year was actually my first year shooting threes, but I feel like I can take anybody to the basket, like off the dribble. I can rebound with the best, push the ball up the court. Really just all around.
Tell us about Mike Schwartz and staff and the relationship that they built with you over the last several weeks and how that can be, but they have really sold you on East Carolina being the right fit for yourself.
I feel like we built a good connection off of being real with each other. Like, that's kind of a big part with me, like guys being real with me, and just off the jump, like the whole coaching staff have been real. And just the connection we built, like the little day and a half, 2 days that we're out there, like it felt like I've known them for a long time.
No doubt, Coach Schwartz, any interaction I've had with him, you know, very, very personable, very high energy. And one of the things about East Carolina that you've probably already seen a little bit and you'll definitely come to know over the coming weeks and months is just the way Pirate Nation's very passionate, and definitely you'll have a lot of support. And it's the program that historically hasn't had a whole success, but at the same time, I think the resources are there as far as the practice facility, a fan base that will support the program to have the success that you and obviously the other recruits entering the program want to have.
Right, and definitely I've seen just moving in the right direction. Like, they had 6 conference wins, was it last year? And then this year they had 7, like, just moving up.
So, Travion, making that jump from Indian Hills and, you know, high-level JUCO program to the American Athletic Conference, you know, have you had any conversations, you know, with maybe former teammates or folks you know about what that move will be like?
Definitely. A lot of people are familiar with the American Conference. Definitely a high level and the type of level that, like, I want to play and that I feel I could be successful at. Like, people have kind of just been saying, like, you got to bring it every night in that conference. And, like, with me, that's kind of the type of guy I am. Like, I'm an everyday guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Programs such as Memphis, Florida Atlantic, Temple has had a lot of success down through the years, although they struggled a year ago. But many proud programs in the American, and it'll definitely be a great test. But, you know, kind of assessing yourself, you talk about being in kind of a low-volume three-point guy, more of a slasher. So in addition to improving your three-point shot, you know, what are some other areas of your game that, you know, moving into next year at East Carolina that you would like to improve on?
So really just the big main one is definitely my shot and probably dribbling. The plan that I talk with the coaches is kind of get the rebound and go. And, like, I feel like I could be the best in the state. I mean, the country with that. Like, getting the rebound, getting to the other side of the court, making the decision, finishing.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely a very explosive player, and I'm kind of honing in more on that JUCO All-American game that you had the opportunity to play in out at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas over last weekend. I know this highlight, I saw it on social media. You had an awesome, awesome follow dunk.
Yeah, I try to crash like offensive end like almost every time. I know some people, they don't like boxing out. So it's extra possessions for my team. It could be extra points, all that.
Right. So when you visited East Carolina, you say you spent roughly a day and a half, 2 days in Greenville. you have a very nice practice facility, and then some renovations with purple seats in the lower arena at Williams Arena, Menchie's Coliseum took place. So what were your thoughts on the facilities, and then just Greenville is the epitome of a college town?
I've said the facilities are definitely a high level, like unlimited resources. And then just the town, like a nice little college town, smooth town, good food, good location. And like, I like how just the apartments and everything is kind of right there. So like you can just walk from your apartments to the campus, walk around campus. And they mentioned like you get scooters around there. That's a nice thing.
Right. So yesterday I had the opportunity to catch up with Gardner Webb transfer, and that's Julian Samaro. He had led the Running Bulldogs in scoring this year in the Big South Conference. So really nice addition there. But be it Julian or perhaps other guys that were already on the East Carolina roster, like an RJ Felton, or other incoming guys such as yourself, you know, have you had the chance to catch up with any of your future teammates?
No, not really. But on my visit, I got to catch up with RJ a little bit and kind of have a brief conversation. I was getting in the gym when I was like walking through there.
Yeah, RJ, obviously a heck of a talent. And, you know, when you look at him, he almost looks more like a linebacker, right?
Right.
But you know, we appreciate your time this afternoon. We're going to close things out with kind of a bit of a fast break or 2-minute drill, if you will, here. Of favorite NBA team?
I say the Warriors, Golden State Warriors.
Favorite player?
Right now, Steph Curry.
Favorite basketball movie?
I like that Hustle, that new movie with Adam Sandler.
Gotcha. Favorite food?
Fried chicken, mac and cheese.
If you like fried chicken and mac and cheese, got to check out Parker's Barbecue. They're a loyal supporter of the program and some excellent fried chicken and mac and cheese. Favorite music, like if you're mentally preparing for a game, you know, are you listening to music, one? And then if so, you know, what are some of the things that are going to be on that playlist when you're getting your mind right for a ball game?
I kind of got all types of playlists, but usually, like, so I got a cousin that rap. I would turn that on. Like, he kind of motivate me.
And final question, outside of basketball, you know, when you're not preparing for, you know, practicing or playing basketball, you know, what are some of your other interests?
Really work out. I play the game sometimes, but like other than that, like strictly basketball.
And Pirate Nation, that is East Carolina basketball commit Travion LeBeau from Indian Hills Community College in Iowa. Definitely look forward to your time as a Pirate, Travion, and you know we'll certainly catch up with you. You know, once you arrive in Greenville.
Okay, sounds good.
Again, Pirate Nation, that is Travion LeBeau, the JUCO product, one of two in this class. 8 new players for the Pirates in 2024-2025. 8 new scholarship players, that is. And, you know, as you take a look at these names, we'll once again go over the graphic as you see here on the screen for our viewers. But leaving the program, of course, you had Ezra Asar. Ezra, you know, averaged about 10 or 11 points a game, largely disappeared during conference play last season, but then had a big game or two in the conference tournament. Ben Baiela, who was injured for about 2/3 of last season, only played in 11 or 12 games. Quentin DeBouge, you know, who was kind of really seemed to be coming into his own down at Florida Atlantic, having a very good game against the FAU Owls, but then had a nasty ankle injury. He had Brandon Johnson, who entered the transfer portal after receiving his degree from ECU and is now with the Miami Hurricanes. Caleb LeCount moved on to what was formerly Humboldt State, now I believe is Cal State University at Humboldt, or Cal Poly Humboldt. But nothing but the best wishes for Caleb LeCount as he moves on to continue his college basketball at the Division II level. Bobby Pettiford Jr. Is now with the High Point University Panthers. Valentino Pinedo, I think, is still seeking his new destination. And Jaden Walker will, after beginning his career with Iowa State and then playing a couple years with ECU, finish up his time as a college player with Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Of course, returning, those five returners are led by R.J. Felton. R.J. averaged about 17 points a game a season ago, really had a heck of a year, improved his three-point shot, shot close to 36% from three on a very high volume, I think around 175 or 180 attempts, and we'll look to continue to make strides in that area in 24-25. Cam Hayes missed the first several games due to the NCAA rules, and then fortunately for his sake and the Pirates, that legislation was challenged in court and overturned, and Cam Hayes was able to play the last, I guess, two-thirds, or not quite two-thirds, of 23-24, average close to 8 points per game. Had some nice games, not as consistent as he would have liked to have been, but definitely showed some signs of what he brings to the table, and glad to have him back in the purple and gold. Sir Malonga, Callum Richard, and Ben Salvungo are also returning. So five scholarship players returning. You also have, as a few viewers messaged me about and asked, so wanted to clarify this. These are just the scholarship players. You still have walk-on Evan Montanari and Grant Smith. Evan is, of course, a 6'2 guard, and Grant Smith, a 6'7 forward. The incoming guys, Asa Esemvus from St. Bonaventure, has started more than 50 games in his career. And that's something that I'd like to point out about all of these Division I transfers, that they have anywhere from 40 to 60 starts under their belt and have played, with a couple of exceptions, 25 to 30 minutes per game in those starts. So significant experience, as you would hope, when you're bringing in guys from the transfer portal and other Division I institutions. You have Boogie Felton coming in, R.J. Felton's brother, Travion LeBeau, from the JUCO ranks, Julian Samaro from Gardner-Webb, Baron Smith Jr. from the high school ranks, C.J. Walker, who spent last year with UCF in the Big 12, J. Shane Woodard, who's a JUCO product, and today it was announced after much speculation, Stephen Igo broke the news this afternoon on Hoist the Colors that Jordan Riley from Temple, who began his career at Georgetown, would be joining the ECU program. We'll certainly talk more about this in the days to come, but that will conclude this edition of the program. We appreciate everyone tuning in. Be sure to follow us on social media. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and when you click subscribe, be sure to click that notification bell and all so you're alerted anytime we go live or upload new content. On X, you can follow us at TheSportsOBJ. On Instagram and TikTok, we can be found at The Sports Objective. And, of course, like and follow our Facebook page. But for the entire team here at The Sports Objective, you've been watching and listening to East Carolina Basketball Talk here on TSO. We'll talk to you soon. And, as always, go Pirates!
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.